Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Who's your daddy? It's a popular question in our modern world, though usually has nothing to do with its literal meaning. It's a slang expression used to show dominance over someone else in an aggressive or playful or sexual way. And thus it can mean, who's your lover? Who's your best friend? Who's your superior or better? Or simply mean what it's always meant, who's your father? All of its slang interpretations aside, today in our message we want to ask Jesus quite literally, who's your daddy? In our gospel reading today, we are reminded of a very important fact of the Christmas narrative. Mary was a virgin. She was pledged to be married to a man named Joseph of Nazareth, a direct descendant of King David. But at the time of this event, they had had no sexual union between them. Unlike so many folks today, they still followed God's word and practiced complete abstinence before marriage. Mary and Joseph, though engaged, were not engaged in any premarital consummation of their relationship. Now, while all this talk of Mary and Joseph's sex life, or lack thereof, may seem to be a bit more than we really need to know, it is in fact a crucial element of the Christmas story and in God's plan of salvation. You see, lose the virginity of Mary, and we all lose the hope of our salvation. Which brings us back to our question of the day, our question for Jesus. Who's your daddy? The obvious answer would probably be Joseph. I mean, he was, after all, Mary's fiancé. Who else would be getting Mary pregnant? But we are told more than once in the reading, both for emphasis and accuracy, that Mary was still a virgin. Joseph hoped it. Mary knew it. And the angel confirmed it. And thus, if Mary was indeed to be pregnant, it would have to be by some asexual, supernatural means. And to be sure, that would be the case. The angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." And thus, when we look to find the daddy of Jesus, we must look no lower than the heavens themselves. For Jesus is the direct Son of God, the Heavenly Father. To all logical minds, that sounds a bit absurd, that God would physically father the child of a human being. But no more so than the thought of a virgin giving birth or a barren woman getting pregnant, as in the case of Mary's cousin, Elizabeth. Or for that matter, I guess, no stranger than a donkey talking to its master, or the Nile River turning into blood, or a man living 3 days in the belly of a fish. All of which happened by the hand of God, recorded for us in the pages of the Old Testament writings. Mary was quickly informed by the Lord's angel after her query that nothing is impossible with God. The absurd and the impossible never serve as roadblocks to him. They're merely bumps in the road which he must circumnavigate. In spite of every contrary condition, God can and will do whatever he chooses to do. Laws of nature fully withstanding. Nothing prevents God from accomplishing his will. Not a diagnosis from the doctor. Not a law passed by the government. And not the facts of an impossible situation. Nothing. And so this is true also of how God accomplished our redemption. He strung together a whole string of impossibles and improbables to come up with our forgiveness and our salvation. Can God die? No. Did he die in Christ? Yes. Can the dead rise? No. Did Christ rise? Yes. Can God reject himself? No. Did he reject Christ? Yes. Can God and man be one? No. Are they one in Christ? Yes. Every aspect of God's plan of salvation, from Christ's incarnation to his crucifixion to his resurrection to his ascension, is dependent upon the impossible and the improbable. And yet, God made it all happen. From start to finish, he does the impossible to forgive us of our sins, so that we will never have to question nor doubt where our salvation comes from. Only God could love us so completely and so overwhelmingly, and could overcome such insurmountable odds to give us the gift which we even now possess, which is life as a child of God. We asked the question of Jesus earlier in our message today, who's your daddy? I suppose we could ask that very same question of ourselves too. For though we've each had our own distinct earthly fathers, we also all share the one same heavenly Father, the one whom Jesus says that we should call upon as our Abba Father, which literally means as our daddy Father. And therefore, just as Jesus can call upon the Heavenly Father as his daddy, so too can we. For by God's grace poured out upon us through baptism, we have been adopted to be the children of God and are now co-heirs with Christ. In the most literal understanding of that question, we can by faith claim God as our daddy also. Does that sound absurd? Strange? Impossible? Perhaps. But not for God. Nothing is impossible with God. He caused a virgin to have his son. his son to die for his enemies, and his enemies to become his sons. May we always live by the words the angel spoke to Mary and by the witness that the scriptures bear to Christ, that nothing is impossible with God. Absolutely nothing. For Jesus' sake, amen.